So we saw three cases, three different cases, actually very different one from another. We saw Alain with HTML5, and a game migration from iOS. We saw Rule from the Paris group, a totally different aspect as well, a longer development period, a framework for 7 different apps, maybe more even, using Scrum methodology, which could be used on all cases. And then the student part, I think it's a great way of the school to also have more visibility, to have the students implement more quality and go after finding the business behind it, the revenue and the potential behind it. These are all early adopters again. Congratulations, all of you. Now, Windows 8. Windows 8 was not the only thing we announced and we launched in October. We actually also announced, a couple of days later, we announced Windows Phone 8. Windows Phone 8, which actually shares the same core, shares the same design language principles, and these are very important as they go across for Microsoft. So, to talk to you about Windows Phone 8, I would like to welcome and to hand over to my colleague, David Erny. There you go.
Thank you. Okay, what's great with Windows Phone, as we said, it's that we share a lot of common technology between Windows 8 and Windows Phone. It's not only a question of tools, it's not only a question about the development language, but also a lot of concept. Just a moment. Yeah. Thus, we are now at the second version of Windows Phone. And as you see, we have also the lifestyle. We have also all this concept of graphics and user experience. I don't know about you, but me, my kids love my phone. And of course, the phone now it's a consumer device and also an enterprise device. But on the consumer side, my kids love my phones because they have a lot of games. They have a lot of new features. They can play with the camera, etc. And because it's a corporate phone, it's locked, it's protected. And even if they know that they can't play with my phone, sometimes you let it on the table, and you come a little bit later, and you have a reset, because it's protected. And that's one of the new, very cool features you have on Windows Phone 8. It's now you can backup everything on the cloud. We told you that with Windows Phone and Windows 8, we are more and more connected to the cloud. Thus now with Windows Phone 8, for example, one of the very nice features we have, if you can backup everything on the cloud, it's automatically. And what's going to happen there, you're going to have all the settings you put on the phone, because it's really annoying when you have to reset your phone or when you lose your phone and you have to rebuild everything. Now with Windows Phone 8, all the settings you put on the phone is backup on the cloud, but also all the accounts you have set up on the phone, the colors, all the message you have, means that the SMS, etc., and also the pictures you have and the list of all the applications you set up on the phone. That's really nice, because when you lose your phone, you have to replace it, or like in my case, when your kids just make a hard reset of your phone, in a couple of minutes, your phone is ready, because all this backup is linked to your Microsoft account. You set up your phone, you put your Microsoft account, and it restores it, everything automatically. That's one of the very nice, cool features you have on Windows Phone 8 today. The second very nice feature as well, you know, your phone is more and more connected to the social network as well. You integrate contact coming from your corporate, but also coming from your personal account, coming from Facebook, from LinkedIn, from Twitter. And at the end, you have a lot of contact in your phone. Just if you look at that, you can have hundreds of contact. But when you look at the usage of your phone, most of the time you connect with 10, 20 people at a time, and also you have a group of friends or a group of family. There's now in Windows Phone 8, we have what we call rooms. The rooms is very nice features because you can create a room for your friend or for an activity or for a project, and it regroups different people, you invite them. You invite them in a group. For example, I have different members in my group. And what is really nice is we can start to chat. We chat together. It's not a question about sending an SMS to everyone. No, here is really a common chat with everyone. We can have a calendar, a shared calendar together. We share pictures. And of course, all those features is backup in the cloud as well. That's two very nice features that we have on Windows Phone 8. I will not cover all the new features we have on the consumer side because it's going to take hours. But that's really nice. On the other side, Windows Phone 8. On the other side, Windows Phone 8 is also a corporate device. Windows Phone 8 is also an enterprise device because now with Windows Phone 8, you can completely encrypt the entire phone. We are completely integrated with the security of the enterprise. We also have different features like, for example, line of business deployment system. You don't have to submit a private application through the store. You can really deploy it internally in the application. For that, we have what we call the company hub. Means that you register as a company, and with that, you receive a certificate, you develop your application, and you can deploy it internally in the company. You don't have to publish this application publicly. A second thing also it's quite interesting for corporates is now we have device management system. That the phone is completely integrated in the security of the IT like PC. And the third part, of course, which is quite interesting as well, you have a full version of Office means you can read documents and save it to the SharePoint. This is really a phone that you can use on one side as a personal phone and on the other side as a corporate phone. The second point, which is quite important, is on the developer side on Windows Phone 8 as well. The first thing, as Catherine present you and Luc present you, this platform is fully integrated in the Microsoft platform. We developed with the same tools, we have the same features, we share common part of the operating system, but also common part of the library, because we can reuse some part of the code. And we have an enhancement in the multitasking for Windows Phone 8, but also what is quite important, we have a new business model, because every user who developed application want to make money. And in the new business model in the store, for example, we add now the in-app purchase, and Movistar announced a couple of days ago that now we have what we call operator billing system. Means that instead of a user have to pay with his credit card, when he buy an application, he can directly put the amount of this application on the operator bill, which quite faster, it's quite faster for an adoption of a pay application. And a last point which is quite interesting as well, we add new way to develop the application. As you know, before, when you want to develop an application on Windows Phone, you have to learn .NET. If you are not Microsoft developers, it's quite a lot of work because you have to learn .NET, you have to learn a lot of new language and new API. Now with Windows Phone 8, we support native code. What does it mean? That it means that if you are a C++ developer, it's very easy for you to develop an app on Windows Phone as well. And the two main advantages of that is if you develop application on multiple platforms, means that not only on the Microsoft one, but also from Apple or from Android, you can reuse part of your know-how to develop an application for Windows Phone as well. And the second part, which is also interesting, is that you can take the advantage of the native code library. It means there is a lot of existing library which exists on the web, and you can reuse part of it. You don't have to rebuild everything and you rethink about everything. And another very interesting concept to develop application is HTML. On Windows Phone, we don't support native HTML application. But two very interesting parts. Is the first one is we have now integrated IA 10. Means that Internet Explorer 10 is inside Windows Phone 8 as well. Thus we have a robust implementation of HTML5. Thus when you develop the website, you can take the advantage of this platform as well. And on the other side, if you want to have a native HTML application, what you can do is to develop just a basic front-end in Xamarin, integrate the embedded browser control, and access local HTML content. That is really, we have really different way now to develop the application on Windows Phone. Thus, to resume that, you are a Microsoft developer. You can develop the application using Xino, C Sharp, and VB.NET, and develop the application and share common code between Windows 8 and Windows Phone without any problem. The main advantage is the compatibility, means that remind you that all the Windows Phone 7 applications will run as well on Windows Phone 8. That's really important. The second part is the convenience, means that you use Visual Studio. It's the same tool, same language, and common, lot of common code between Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8. The second part, you are a C++ developer. You can develop your application in C++ in native code for Windows Phone. Also, develop games by using the DirectX library. If you are a web developer, you can really think about this platform as well. You don't have to develop the specific version of the website for Microsoft platform. No, you developed in HTML5, we're going to support it in IIT10, or you can embed your code inside the browser. Thus, you really can choose the technology you want to use to develop an application for Windows Phone.